The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. So the first blow in, you know, the coaching ranks struck yesterday with Clay Helton being let go at SC. And then I just felt like it was inevitable, right? I mean, did you ever feel
three years in the making, Sam?
Yeah, did you ever feel like he was like the guy forever there?
No, he was never. Let's use another guy who's on an extreme hot seat, and people are saying that he might be out by the end of the year out in Nebraska, just as an example. Now, he's had less success than Clay Helton, but when Scott Frost got the job, there was a lot of excitement, right? There was a lot of buzz. It had the same treatment in Nebraska like when Jim got the job here. There's a lot of that excitement. And he's now 3 years in, and only because he's not winning but he's well below 500. Clay Helton, just in these last 3 years, has been on a scorching hot seat, and the only reason why he hasn't gotten fired is because they've had changes in president, changes in AD, and they've had all these different things going, other scandals at the school, within the athletics, et cetera, all these things going on, and he just kind of holds on. He wins, like, enough games, or a game in particular, whatever, you know, in the last few years, to hold on, but he was always, people are saying, is he the guy? And I wanted to throw one more at you. I mentioned this briefly this morning, but I think that this adds to it. So you get blown out by Stanford at home.
After they couldn't bust a grape against Kansas State.
Throw on top of that everybody the week before watched LSU get housed by UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
And so the conversation, the talk in LA is about UCLA and Matthew Stafford, right? That's the LA football talk, right? It's Matthew Stafford at the pro level, and it's UCLA at the college level. USC, if they go out and beat Stanford and handle Stanford, USC can put themselves back in that conversation and say, hey, don't forget about us. We just took care of business, right? But UCLA is the talk of the town. Add that to me, you throw that with the loss. Those are the straws that broke the proverbial camel's back at the end, you know, having an in-season firing.
Yeah, I thought about that. I was like, what do they really gain from the timing? I guess just the loss of, you know, there no pretense about what the future holds, right?
You and I, we've talked a lot about this. I generally, unless there's an extreme situation, player safety or whatnot, you know, major violations, I don't generally believe in letting go of coaches in season. But this thing, it feels like he was let go 3 years ago and has just been holding on. And they, I'm guessing, because this is a new athletic director, the guy that had come from Cincinnati now a couple years ago, I just feel like he wants the word out. We're looking.
Right.
The word's out.
Right.
We don't look if you're a recruit. We want to hold on to you because we're going to put a search out and we're going to get a big-name guy. That's what we're going to do.
Well, I mean, I guess for me, I look at it this way. I mean, you could do this in a clandestine sort of way. You could back-channel it and maybe more effectively protect recruiting, you know, to have a better chance of doing so than they do now. Because I don't give a damn what guys. Come on, man. Seriously. I don't know anyone. I haven't heard from anyone who thinks Dante Williams is going to get that job. They think about this for a second. SC fans are going after Dante Williams right now. They just gave up 42. Well, the defense didn't give up 42 points, but they just gave up 35 points.
He's only been promoted to interim head coach because he is their best recruiter. He's the guy that can keep the recruiting together based on everything I've seen. But this is going to be a very thorough outside search. Now, they may end up with, because the last time they did an outside search, they got their third or fourth candidate. And maybe he may have been a slug and et cetera, but Pete Carroll turned out pretty well for them.
He did. You think the Luke Fickell talk, but so Luke Fickell and James Franklin are the names that I've heard.
So the three names, there's four names that I've heard the most. So the Luke Fickell one is mainly tied in because Bone was his AD at Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. And the question is, does he want to leave Ohio? And if he does, but he's got a top 10 team and he may be in a position going to the Big 12, he can say, I don't have to move. Maybe he does, but I don't know. If I'm him, I'm looking at USC hard, but that may just be the Bone connection getting the talking points. James Franklin's name is always mentioned in every job.
And I'm trying to figure out why.
Because he can recruit, but
you got to recruit Aaron Dante Williams. That's all you want.
And the thing is, it's a surface thing. You can recruit, but what's next? And that's the part is what's next. The other two names are the names that I think are totally crazy, but one of them, No, both of them are crazy, aren't going to happen, but they're going to keep getting mentioned until they get totally shut down. One of them is Bob Stoops. He's getting mentioned a ton, but he's 61. And for that matter, if you want to compare, Chip Kelly is 57. You need someone that's going to rival what Kelly's doing. It's amazing you have to have that conversation, but you do. And the other name is the guy who's getting all the heat for being 0-1 in Jacksonville. And that name's going to get mentioned. The president apparently is not a fan, and so he may be a non-starter, but Urban Meyer's getting
already.
He's getting crushed in Jacksonville, and he's the
1 week. 1 week, and it's time to go, huh?
The headlines are hilarious, but he's telling me that if USC called, that he wouldn't listen?
Hey, so now
it's probably
now,
an easier job for him based on everything that I'm hearing.
So now you know that. I think people can put two and two together about how I heard the Percy Harvin story. Now, for those folks who haven't heard the Percy Harvin story, and how he did his thing in Florida, right? So he coached with a lot of guys. He coached with Greg Madison in Florida. He coached with Vance Bedford in Florida. A lot of dudes I know were in Florida. So to give you the story, for those that didn't hear it before, I'll tell you how Urban Meyer gets down. So, Percy Harvin and Billy Gonzalez was the receivers coach, right? I told this story before, but bear with me for those who haven't heard it. So, I guess there was a meeting or something, some kind of meeting, and Percy Harvin didn't like what Billy Gonzalez had to say to him. Didn't like it at all. And proceeded to bum rush and to hem up his coach. Like, he has Billy Gonzalez up against the wall, right? So they come running out. Hey. You know, Percy is going after Coach Gonzalez. So they go in. It's Urban. It's Charlie Strong. You know, it's the crew. And they pull Percy off of Billy Gonzalez, right? So Charlie's the discipline guy. We know this from Texas. We know this from Texas, right? You know, they didn't like a lot of the guys that he came in a door cleaning house at Texas anyway. So Charlie, first of all, when they pulled Percy off of Billy Gonzalez, he decided he was going to kind of square off. I'm hearing all this secondhand, by the way. So I'll qualify it as such. So Percy's going to square off on Charlie. Then he got his wits about him. He's like, okay, hold up. I don't know that I want a piece of Charlie Strong, right? So he calms down. And Charlie's the discipline guy. Charlie's the discipline guy. And he says, you know what, Percy, we can't have you jumping on coaches, man. I mean, I'm going to have to suspend you. He said, suspend me? You can't suspend P. Harv. Ain't that right, Herb? Hey, man, hey, at the end of the day, he's like, hey, man, Urban Meyer, Herb's not gonna sit down P. Harv. I think he might have been out for like a game or something like that. You know,
against Mercer.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing like it would be. I mean, you jump on your coach, you're out for a while. I don't give a damn who you are.
Like forever, most places. You're probably gone.
Not for Herb. Yeah, it's not going to work that way.
Now, that story I don't think has made it to the president at USC yet, but all the Zach Smith stuff has, and it was the president, maybe in the AD there. I mean, she doesn't seem to be a fan. So that would be the limiting factor for that storyline, but that's the name that people are going to keep mentioning. In the end, don't you kind of have a feeling that it's not going to be those four? That it won't be Franklin, that it won't be Fick, although, I mean, maybe if they offer Franklin a job, he just goes. But if it's not Franklin, it's not Fickle, if it's not Stoops or Urban Meyer, now you're starting to go down the list a little bit. And, of course, the list continues with the same names that we keep hearing all the time. So Matt Campbell's name gets mentioned. But, I mean, I'd probably throw out there that Matt Campbell's never beaten Iowa. I think that would be something that gets mentioned.
You know what? That's something that for as bright as his star got, at least certainly with Michigan fans, dude, his big game record.
In the last 3 years, his teams have committed 9 turnovers and have against Iowa, and Iowa has committed 0.
Yeah, man, that's a thing.
That's 5 games, I think. But
yes. That has to give you some pause. That has to give you some pause.
Well, considering the talking point that everybody talks about here is about beating your biggest rival, that's a talking point. And my guess is that as USC has these conversations and beating UCLA is going to be a big talking point, especially if they lose to them at the end of the year, then yeah, you're going to talk about
amazing.
You're going to be talking about a coach that you don't want to coach that beats rivals. That's going to be something that gets brought up in these conversations.
Yeah, I would have thought that, you know, their coaches, Chip Kelly, I would have thought that he was on his way out.
He was on his way, it seemed like. But it seems like this is maybe the year that things turn the corner. We'll see how they got to continue to go through the month of September.
I mean, the Pac-12 might be on the verge. I mean, because Jimmy Lake, how long will he last at Washington?
Okay, so I'm glad. So one more name to mention, and this name has been mentioned in a ton of places as well, and this is the head coach that just beat Ohio State. Mario Cristobal's name has been mentioned a bunch. He's a Miami guy with actually Alabama ties, but the way he built Oregon, USC could throw a bunch of money at him and say, hey, you got seven top 100 guys there. You could get 15 of them here. Do what you did there, but you'll do it here. It'll be better. It'll be easier.
You know,
if I'm Cristobal, I'm looking at on-campus facilities and all that. I'm looking at, or I'm not sure I'd leave.
Yeah, and the SC guys.
What makes SC a better job than Oregon right now? It's not facilities.
Just proximity.
It's just city.
Yeah, it's just
campus. It's not campus. It's not facilities.
The SC guys seem to think that wasn't going to be, in the grand scheme of things, a guy that rose up on the list. James Franklin was one that was high, and Luke Fickell was one that was high. And I'm still trying to figure the James Franklin thing out. Like, man, that dude has sold people a dream, man. Like, I'm trying to look. What at Penn State has he done that makes him so hot?
Yeah, I think that they'd be better off looking at their old model. Go look at the NFL, the last year, either last year or this year, and go see who you think, you know, maybe struggling a little bit in the NFL, but could do it at the college level. Because Pete Carroll hadn't shown that he could even, you know, he was a college coach necessarily, but he hadn't done it at the NFL level. They give him a shot. Who's that kind of guy? It doesn't have to be Bob Stoops or Urban Meyer. It doesn't have to be one of those college coaches that we've mentioned from a Power 5 school. But it's going to be somebody, I think, with major head coaching experience, whether it's the NFL or Power 5 level.
Yeah. It shall be interesting, man. How about this one? He go, too. Dark horse. Haven't heard him mention. PJ Fleck.
Oh, I saw his name mentioned in a couple places. His name was definitely mentioned in a couple places. Bill Bender, for sure, at Sporting News and a few other places, definitely mentioned
him. PJ Fleck would go.
I just kind of dismissed it because
PJ Fleck would go.
He would go. I just don't know if they would look at him.
And you want a personality in L.A.? He's a personality.
They made a mistake when they let Cliff Kingsbury go to the NFL. They should have just fired Clay Helton then and promoted Kingsbury to head coach.
Yep. We got to get to a break. Back on the other side here of the Michigan Insider. Before we do, my guy said, we didn't see my guy Cedric Small in the tent. Sam, where you at? He was probably somewhere working for his clients. You want high quality insurance coverage? You need to check out our good friend, Cedric Small, because that is his specialty. See, he works for a very unique insurance company, one focused on people in the educational community and provided by Michigan alumni. It's called MEMIC, and MEMIC serves teachers and other school employees, and they do serve the general public as well. Common misconception is that they only serve teachers and other school employees. No, they serve the general public too. And they've made it their mission to provide members with outstanding service and high-quality insurance coverage. So for personal, auto, home, boat, or umbrella coverage, look to MEMIC for agents who understand and appreciate all that you do. And for all you Michigan fans, a local MEMIC agency is run by my friend Cedric Small. And Cedric is a Michigan alum and a big supporter of all things Maize and Blue. And with a strong background in education, he is keenly aware of the needs of those in that field, and his office is located right here in Ann Arbor. So you can contact Cedric Small today at CedricSmallAgency.com. That's Cedric, C-E-D-R-I-C, CedricSmallAgency.com, or call 734-773-3873 for auto and home insurance quotes. Got to get to a break. Back on the other side here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket.